as I know, is Anne Duckworth, mm-hmm. and whose maiden name was?
Beach.
And it's April 7th, and we're doing an oral history of some of the remembrances and reminiscences that Mrs. Duckworth has of early Westboro. So let's go on, and
I will tell you, first I'm going to tell you that I was born on Central Street.
Oh, were you really?
In 1911.
Oh my, that's so such a pretty street.
My father owned Bloise's drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
He bought it as a young man. And
was he a pharmacist?
Yes. And a chemist.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember, because we moved from there up on Blake Street, but not in the house I have now.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't remember the neighbors there. But,
well, you were fairly young then when you moved, moved up there.
Two or three.
No.
So,
but you lived in that house for your growing years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your school years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I, well, many of us have lived in that vicinity, you see, for 50 years.
Yes.
You see.
Yes.
So it's always been a neighborhood that I've always known.
Yes.
Know?
Oh, yes. What a wonderful thing to be able to say, though.
Well, 50 years with Henry Smith on one side, Martin on the other.
Mm-hmm. Marguerite Newton, yes.
Nesta Farmer down below.
Yes.
Yeah. Fields's. So I can't remember. The neighborhood hasn't changed, so I don't think I'd have too much to offer, say, unless it's to say it's a pleasant place to live.
Oh, well, that's very nice that we can do that.
Now, I can tell you that as far as schooling, you know, we had such wonderful teachers. That was their whole life.
Yes.
Miss Hastings, Miss Cummings, and the Hillmore girls.
Oh, Maud and Alice, yes.
Yes, and that was their whole life.
Yes.
Because very few of them traveled in the summer. And they just, I think that was why they taught us as much as they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember any problems in school. I never was a scholar, but I don't remember any problems or anything.
No. No.
And I went through the schooling here. I have lived in Shrewsbury, of course, but that was only for a short time.
Mm-hmm. Was that when you were first married? Or?
No, that was when I was younger.
Oh.
We lived there for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I can remember, I thought that they did a marvelous job on all of us.
Well, did you go to the Harvey School or the
mm-hmm.
Eli Whitney?
Eli Whitney and Harvey. Then I went up to the old high school
on
School Street. And we were jammed in like sardines, of course, because then the following year we went down to Forbes High School.
Yes, see? Such a beautiful building.
It was, and it was roomy.
Oh, and that wonderful gymnasium, and you know, and that beautiful auditorium. I remember.
And
those medallions. Remember?
Yes, it was an abrupt change.
Well, it must have been.
Compact little thing. and I can remember we had a class in one, it was a study period on one side and a class on the other, and we were all jammed up.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
We really needed the new school.
Now, how about recreation you have here? Well, I can remember many things. Of course, in our youth, we had saddle horses. They took up a great deal of time because we had things stalled. We had the curriculum. And we had to exercise them.
Where were the horses barned?
Up on the top of Blake Street, in back of where the school is now.
Oh, yes, sure. Yeah.
And I can remember
Folly Lane.
The best dirt road to run those animals was Route 9.
No.
When I was 12.
We've seen pictures of it when it was just a dirt road.
Yeah, we used to run them. And if I really gave them a tremendous amount of exercise, then I didn't have any difficulty with one of them who frequently barked at the bridge over the railroad.
Oh.
He'd go very meekly after that.
He's all
then
tied
I
up.
Can remember, as far as recreation, we'd bicycle down to Chauncey frequently, but we preferred Hockamock up.
Oh, did you?
Well, the water was beautiful. We didn't know that it was contaminated.
No.
Of course, Montan Treating was there, but up by the old ice house, there
yes.
was a great place mm-hmm. to swim. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful
so,
water.
So we would go up there on our bikes mm-hmm. frequently. But I can remember dimly when I was very small, with the Diamonds, taking an open trolley down to Chauncey for bathing, for a swim.
Oh, an open trolley. Wouldn't Glenn Parker love to hear that, that you took a ride on the trolley?
Remember that.
Well, and that, when you went there too, they had that beautiful pavilion.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
The, and,
of course,
and
when
movies.
We were in our teens, we were allowed, if we went with a group, we were allowed to go down there and dance because it was a marvelous floor. And
yeah, explain to me. Somebody told me it was springy or...
It
or
was, but they said it wasn't that type of floor, but I often wondered because it was a marvelous dance floor.
Yeah,
but
I've heard that.
We were allowed to go in a group, but that's all because there were various other, well, undesirables frequently, were they?
Oh, yes.
But
they weren't from Westboro, were they?
Hudson.
Hudson.
Clinton.
All around, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, because you all knew each other, you know, your classmates and all.
Yeah.
It wasn't such a large group that
absolutely.
You,
there'd be four or five of us that might go down.
Uh huh.
And of course, at that time, I drove very young. I was 16 when I was driving, so
oh.
I could whip around a little more.
Oh, you could
yes,
you?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's you know.
Now work, I of course my.
Can we digress just a little bit? What
yeah.
about the church, socials, and the church work? Did you have a
we went to Sunday school.
Young people's group?
Yes, Comrades of the Way.
Oh, no, isn't that what? What, Comrades of the Way?
Yes.
Did
mm-hmm.
you meet Sunday nights? And
yes.
Have your socials?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we had initiation, the whole works.
Oh,
and the initiations were terrible.
Oh?
Well, what I mean is... You stepped on a board and you were blindfolded, and then two rugged boys picked the board up, and you found just their hands were on both their heads, and you found yourself
being raised up. Well, did you ever go as a group to go bowling down?
No,
we
never
that?
Did anything but in a group. We never went anywhere except to the church.
Oh,
Mr. Beardsley conducted it.
Oh,
yes.
Mr. Beardsley was quite conservative, I guess.
Yes, he was conservative, and although he was a good sport.
Yeah. Well, of course, the attitude was very different back
and,
then. I'm
and
not
then
so sure
he,
it wasn't wrong.
He was an excellent, he was really a very good tennis player, and I can remember Esther Farmer and myself. He really was taught us a lot about tennis.
Did you play tennis down?
Up at the country club.
Up at the country club.
Mm-hmm.
Some, yes, that they were beautiful.
Lovely courts.
Lovely courts. And then they paved it over for parking.
I was so disappointed because I still would have liked to continue to play.
Yes.
But we couldn't, you see.
No. Is that when you took up golf?
No, I was taking up golf when it first started.
Oh, when the country club started.
Yes,
because yes.
I had been a member since that time, since the time I was 11. So that... We'd go up there in the morning, and frequently we'd play tennis in the afternoon. When I got, because I went to camp, but at a certain age I didn't continue camp anymore.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'd go up there.
What
but
a
it was,
lovely summer.
We were so, now I stopped to think about it, Jackie. We were so busy. Over what? But we had so many things to do.
Yes.
You know, and it just doesn't seem to me that the children today have far more things.
But they're so programmed. You know,
maybe
how
it's that.
They go to Little League at this time, and they go to this at this time, and they go to, you know. It, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. You see, it's supervised. Even their play is supervised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, and we were just let loose, and that was...
I mean, if you felt like taking the horses for a run, you...
We did it.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
We did. And of course, as you know from the way you were brought up, if you care for a horse, it's time-consuming.
Oh, it certainly is. It
you
certainly
know.
Is. Yeah.
But I never was a good rider. My sister was a beautiful rider.
Oh, which one of them?
Midge.
Oh, Midge. Smooth, yes, mm. yes. But isn't that wonderful, though, that you had, you know, the horses and could ride like that?
We had busy lives.
Yes.
And we did a little bit of everything, I think.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And you talk about your bikes.
Yes.
And Makamaka yes. and Chauncey.
We didn't, I can't ever remember being at loose ends, if you mm-hmm. know what I mean, when we came home frequently. Because we had the houses even in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We had those chores, so to speak, to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But still.
Did you spend much time in the house with your mother to do cooking and
no,
baking?
No, we never did anything.
Never anything like that?
No.
Did your mother? I mean.
Yes, yes.
Because I think you told me that she.
Well, she was a person who was more of a homebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father was never home at the 10 o'clock at night, no. being a druggist.
Yes. Yeah.
So
why don't you tell the people that would be listening to this oral history where you said Boyce's Drugstore, but
he bought it from Mr. Henry, and he probably bought it about 1908.
Uh-huh.
And he came to town as a young man, along with Dr. Newton and Dr. Mahoney and Dr.
Oh.
Silly and all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always very good friends with them.
Yes.
And he bought the Southboro store and called it the Southboro Drugstore and sold this one in Westboro to Mr. Boyce.
Boyce. I see.
And
yes.
He was not a well man. And he died at 55. So in the bringing up years, I had him and I was fortunate.
Yes. Yes, but that was young. At least now we think of that as very young.
I do.
Yes, I do. Very definitely. But I know your mother because we have a picture of your mother and father in a field day. And your mother with the hat. That wonderful hat.
She loved hats.
Well, there was a millinery store right next door to the drugstore, wasn't
That's
there?
That's right. There was.
So she could just pop in there and
was.
Have the feathers changed. Or the
I'll bed. Never forget a friend of mother's. My dad couldn't dance at all, and mother was out for all that sort of thing in Westboro, always. So she said, this friend of the family said, she took dad upstairs in the building where Bloise's is
mm-hmm.
with a phonograph and taught him how to dance so he could take mother to the Masonic Ball.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Did they have the ball in the upstairs in the quarters, or did they?
No, I never heard her say where it was. I don't really know.
Well, of course, the Masonic now is over here on the what was it, formerly the Methodist Church, but
it must have been in the old town hall.
Yes,
because many things were held
it,
there. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think.
You know, they're thinking that they will restore that when they get some of the offices over at the Forbes Municipal.
Well, someone said that. Do you think it could happen, maybe?
Well, I think so. I think so. It would be nice, because those are just temporary.
I suppose so.
You know, they just put the walls up part of the way.
Well, I was always in the front. You see, I worked in the front in that
Where did you work now?
Well, I worked at the Electric Light Company.
Oh, that's right. That
and
was
then from there, they would not... If you were married, you could not work for New England Power.
Well, excuse me.
You could not work. So then I moved up to as clerk of the water and sewer, and I had a board of health as far as correspondence
mm-hmm.
and all that sort of
mm-hmm.
thing. And I had that whole front office with...
Where the town clerk is?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and Edna Bullen was in with the at the welfare.
Oh.
That was an experience in itself. She was my
This is Ada?
Edna Bullen.
Edna Bullen.
And any of the old timers would react just the same as I would when I think of it.
She took good care of?
Oh, she was. And she was marvelous. It's during, Ducky was in the service, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wouldn't hear, I'd be so worried. All I'd have to do was walk in there in the morning. She'd have a joke or something terribly funny. She was just wonderful for anybody who's around.
Yes, Yes.
And I worked in there until quite a few years mm-hmm. after I was married.
Oh.
And I'd worked in other places downtown. Like mm-hmm. when I was a senior, I worked in Thompson Spa on the corner.
On the corner of what?
Of Milk Street. And that is where the bakery, Italian bakery.
The Bel Castro?
Yes.
Yes.
And they, why, that was quite an ice cream place.
Oh, that was Winchenbach.
No.
Before that, wasn't it?
After Winchenbach.
Oh, yes. But I mean, Winchenbach was
yes.
first, and then Thompson's.
Yeah, and then
yes.
Thompson's.
Yes.
So that's about as far as I ever went with it. As far as working, it's been right in town.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But I've never felt provincial because I didn't spread out and find something in Boston. I've never felt.
No, and you know, one of the people I was talking with was telling us how wonderful the train service was, so that you could get
I
on and go.
I took the train to Worcester to school, you know.
Oh, did you?
Yes, we all did.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
We walked down to the train when we were late, where someone would pick us up.
Well, and she said that they went all the time.
All the time.
And you could get on the train and go into Boston and do your shopping.
I've done it.
Stearns or wherever, and buy your shoes. Or
and you go down to South Station, and you could be home by 2 o'clock.
I know.
It's 1 or 2.
Oh, I wish they'd do that again for us.
It was wonderful service because, and we, I think we took the train instead of the bus to Worcester, because I think it was cheaper. I think they gave us a little better,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Also, it was easier to get to than to go out to Route 9. Or did the bus go through town?
The bus went right through town.
Oh, well, that was the one that went from Worcester to Grafton to
yes,
Westboro.
Yes, and then we had a bus if we wanted to go to Hopkins, we could go with the bus to Hopkins. If we wanted to go to Northboro, we could take a bus.
Mm-hmm.
So we could really move around.
Did you ever go on? Yes, she said you went on the trolley.
Yeah,
the
I remember. Trolley. I remember going on the trolley to Worcester,
mm-hmm.
down to Lyman Street.
Yeah.
That one, that little station down there. I can remember getting on down. I don't remember how we got there, because
mm-hmm.
I'm sure my mother never could have walked.
No.
And I know I remember going up there lots of times instead of taking the trolley down the end of Blake Street.
Oh.
See, we would go down there. Now I can't really tell you why.
No. Because the trolley went down West Main. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember going down there far more than I think Mr. McPherson is the one that had the he had a taxi service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was the one, if you were got off down there, he would take you uptown or anything.
Oh.
So he had a Model T.
Oh, great. They haven't made a good car since then?
Yes.
Well, oh.
How about
the farm life, too? I was thinking about that. You know, every once in a while, when I drive out West Main and I try to envision what it would look like with just Wilkinson's and then the other one on the corner. They're all Fay houses as you go out.
Yeah, I'll never forget the Fay house. That was a beautiful brick house. Of course, that was on, that was on West Main.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful brick house in the corner there. And then it
of
went
Jasper
right,
Street?
Yes.
Yes,
it was
that's
a beautiful house.
Oh, I know it was. I was in it. And the wainscoting and the woodwork and the fireplaces.
It was really very nice, wasn't it?
Was beautiful, yes. And then, of course, it burned eventually. But, of course, it was in terrible disrepair anyway.
Yes, it was.
Because they let it just sit there. And what
but,
was
you know, and I was thinking of the Pollard Farm before it was a...
Oh, yes.
Before it was the country club.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lovely farm.
Oh, it must have been.
And I was up there a lot because Ruth Pollard was a friend of Mother's, and she used to be down a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'd go back and forth with her, and it was lovely. It was a really nice farm at
mm-hmm.
the time, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember going over there before the country club was in.
They had cows.
And I don't think Mr. Pollard, I think that he had helped running it. I don't think he ran it.
No.
I mean, it was his property.
Yes.
But I don't think he ran it, as I remember.
No, I don't. Well, Mr. Brown, Charles Brown, was in here. And did you know he was born on that property?
Yes.
Yes.
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yes.
And he was telling us about that when husband was a farm and how he was born in one of the houses that was
Well, it was the little farm, it was the farm where the hired man lived, and it was a nice little house, one of those, I was trying to think of the name of it. It slopes down in the back.
Oh,
But what am I thinking of?
Oh, sure. That's, we're a great band.
Salt box.
Salt box.
It was a salt box, more or less.
Yes.
And I remember when John was there, and then they moved down to another house.
But I was wondering about how you and Ducky, if this is Mrs. Duckworth's husband.
That's a girl, thank you.
How you met. Did you meet here? Did he, was he here?
Yes, yes. I don't think I went with him until I was in senior class.
Uh-huh.
And then we went off and on from then. And then it was a steady thing for a long time.
Oh, you were a long time engaged.
Never engaged.
Never engaged. Never. You just got married.
Yes, it was as simple, simple as that. I wasn't married here. I was married in New York State.
Oh, it's lovely.
Had to. I was continuing to work at the Electric Light Company, and I could not announce my marriage until I had left there. So, and that was the only state.
Well,
do you mind my telling
you? Oh, no, no, I'm going to, because I was going to say to you, this was such an unfair practice.
What do you mean?
Discriminating against women.
Oh, yes, yes.
And not letting them work after they were married.
No, jobs were scarce at that time. It was during the Depression.
Yes. Well, yes,
so
but even so.
At the moment, I had another job, and that was fine.
Then you could declare yourself.
Yes. So you see why we've done everything. We did everything differently.
I guess you did.
Yes, we really did.
And when did Ducky have the store?
When he was a senior, he went in there part-time.
Oh.
Irving Hulbert had the job part-time. And then when he left to go somewhere else, I don't know where it was, then Ducky went in there part-time. He also worked, I think, at the post office then, some, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, because, you know, you scramble for jobs then during the Depression.
Well, this is
you
in scrambled. The 30s, 29, 30, you know. Yes.
And then he stayed there as one of the clerks died, and so he stayed on as a clerk. And then when Mr. Lord died, he stayed on to run the store for Mr. Lord's widow.
Oh.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And he's to me, he's been a very successful establishment.
It certainly has. I'm saddened when I see, and yet I'm glad for you, both of you.
I think it's time.
But it's been such a landmark. Even the old pictures that we have, there is Lord's.
And I said to him, those lovely tailor tables down there.
Yes.
14 feet long.
Incredible.
Oh, and, you know.
Is there anybody that's going to be interested in?
I think so.
I would think, because they're treasures.
You don't see many of them now.
No.
Those big fat legs on them, you know, they're sturdy as sturdy.
Sure, sure.
But, I'm happy that he's made that decision.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never easy.
Oh, no.
It's never easy. I don't care if you're as old as we are. It's not easy to cease.
No, and as we said, it's been for years and years.
It's been there
60
years.
60
years. 78.
Sure.
Yeah. See, so.
But, you know, that's very special, too, because he could decide that for himself. He had his own business. He is, you know, the regular small businessman, but yet I think of it as haberdashery. And
you do.
And,
yes, you do.
You know, because, and the quality was so good.
Well, and he had a certain, it was amazing how much out of town trade, if I can use, over the years, you know.
But I see, you know, when he and I get talking and he tells me about some of the things that he had in store to begin with.
Yes. I'm telling you, but she Mrs. Lott apparently thought he was capable, you know, and was willing to give him a chance.
Yeah, yeah. We got talking about suspenders one time, and then the arm bands for when the shirts were just a, were they all the same length? It must the sleeve, and then
they had only two, three lengths.
Yeah,
two lengths maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had to push them up.
You had to wear those arm bands and
yes,
and pull your sleeve up.
Yes.
And, yeah. We were talking about suspenders and the shoe. You know, talked about shoes. I don't think he carried shoes, though,
no,
did he?
No, Riley's did.
Yes.
Next door.
Yeah. But we talked about that in the shirts, how the collars have changed.
Yeah. But actually, you know, that means that. That was the last old business, I think. Old store to go out downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anyone.
No, because Golden's was Blankenship, so...
Yes.
You know, and then and Denham's? What was the...
Denholm's was...
No, the little one on the corner there where
Denham
is.
Denham store.
That's it. I always want to put a B in it. I don't know why.
But I, even though those stores perhaps are the same type of stores, it's changed ownership a few times, you
yes.
see. But actually, I don't think there's any more.
Well, the yard goods, you used to be able to buy yard goods in town and thread.
Yes.
And that has all changed.
Yes, I can remember. Minnie Gale.
Oh, you say that as if you were sucking on a lemon.
And then right. Henry Smith's mother was in business with them.
Was she? Mm-hmm. And what did they, now was it yard
they
goods?
Yard goods, everything.
And it was where was it?
Regalia's.
Oh, Regalia's, it was Denham's, yeah.
And that was quite an establishment.
Well, did you notice that Downtown Crossing has the, they have the trolley and they have a store on the sign, and the sign is Denham's? Because they came in here and did the research, and
they
we
did?
Yes, and we found a picture with the little with the sign, you know, and they decided that they would use that as on their logo sign. Yes, you must stop and look at it. It's very interesting, and then the trolley. I don't know whether the trolley says anything on the front of it or not about Chauncey, because
that
was
be sure and look at
that. So you see, some of the history is being preserved.
Well, I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And, let's see. Well, we're in
World War One.
Hmm.
I can only remember very young being down in the square the night that the armistice was declared. They had the Kaiser on a rope.
What did they do? Did they hang him in effigy?
Yes.
Oh, everyone was so glad to have that war over with.
I know it, and I think of the ones that we knew as children that didn't come back.
Yes.
But I can't, that isn't...
You were very young, though.
Yes.
To remember.
I do remember that, and I remember the burning of the first Catholic church, St. Luke's.
Oh, yes.
Those stand out in my mind, because... to see something burning, a structure like that, and then there was nothing, made a vast impression on me.
But that was the one that's on the corner of,
yes.
of Ruggles. And,
yes,
because you couldn't remember the first one.
This was the first one.
But the Catholic Church was down.
Oh, you mean the first one they had? No.
No.
No. But this one was...
too young for that.
But this one was a wooden structure, you know. But an attractive church.
We had just finished we were talking about the fire that you remembered of St. Luke's.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there was a Whitney House fire, but you weren't even born then. But do you remember the fire where Bay State, 1917, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it? The
mm-hmm.
Staples block and
I remember all the fires.
They must make a tremendous impression on young people because they were such a conflagration, you know.
I mean, terrific.
They couldn't prevent it. They were, Phil Kittredge was talking about how they had to go and find, not in your time, but before that, they had to go and get the horses out of the field sometime.
Frequently?
and put them on the equipment and go to the fire. So by that time, the barn was...
They didn't save too much if it once had a head start.
No, that's... Yes, we have found that, you know, when we do our history.
And yeah, how many this barns were completely destroyed.
And then they'd catch the house, you know, if it...
Yeah.
And then it would...
But now, as far as the Lyman School, Jackie, I don't remember too much about that, because I remember frequently there'd be two or three boys